Good morning, Consciousness Circle members, and happy Tuesday. I'm here to give you today's climate, and it's an important one because any climate that leads up to any major lunar event, especially a full moon eclipse, serves as a check-in point. It serves to see where we are at emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. And not so much because we need to have answers, right? For a lot of people, during eclipses, before the eclipse comes, some people have already had revelations. And revelations are very, very indicative of full moons, regardless of whether it's an eclipse or not, but especially if it's an eclipse. So if you've had any Sagittarius full moon revelations really over the last 7 to 10 days, this is something that you're currently processing. And if you're experiencing that today with the moon in Scorpio before moving into Sagittarius tomorrow, May 26th, well, then it might be a heavy time. If you have not had any revelations regarding the eclipse yet, allow it to happen. Do not anticipate and suppose that the revelations are going to come to you on Wednesday, May 26th, because that is the day of the eclipse. Usually, that's not the way it happens. Revelations during eclipse seasons come around the days of. And remember, this is an eclipse season, right? So this isn't just a singular event. Eclipse seasons are separated astrologically or kind of bookmarked, you know, in the timeline of the year from the new moon prior to the first eclipse and the new moon after the second eclipse. So the first new moon or the new moon prior to this first eclipse happening on Wednesday, May 26th, was the new moon in Taurus of May 11th. The new moon coming after the second eclipse will be the new moon in Cancer on July 8th. So it's important for us to remember those, what is it, about 8 weeks, that 8 week mark in which all of this eclipse energy will fully unfold. Still, it's important to be mindful of the day-to-day, of the day-to-day energy, of how we're feeling on a daily basis. It requires intentional and, I don't want to say consistent in that you have to check in with yourself 20 times a day unless you have a level of anxiety that's a little, you know, increased, or perhaps you need a facilitator, someone who does breath work with you, or a therapist, or a coach, or even a reading. Readings during eclipse seasons are so crucial because they help validate not just what's happening, not just the events, but what's going on inside of you, okay? Now, this isn't me selling my readings. I am a believer in giving people the freedom to go to where they need to go, because I am a firm believer that whomever gets a reading from me is because it was meant to be. Therefore, it has nothing to do with me choosing who gets a reading from me. Anyway, with that said, okay, so today, like I said, we have the moon in Scorpio. And as it transits throughout the day, as it transits out of the sign of Scorpio and into Sagittarius much, much, much later in the day, it creates a grand water trine. Now, any grand trine is composed of three planetary bodies under the same quality sign. Okay, so the moon is going to connect via trine to Mars in Cancer and to Neptune in Pisces. This is the ability to say, I know that I want to move forward, Mars in Cancer, because I want to create a new sense of home. I want to create a new sense of comfort, right? Neptune in Pisces is saying, okay, my love, you can have this. And you can dream big, but understand that the spiritual purpose for what you desire has to be revealed first, And from that space, you can really decide if what you envisioned is what you actually really need for your soul's purpose, right? The moon in Scorpio allows us to be present, to be mindful, and to really go deep, to really delve and dig deep as to what is meaningful to us, as to what deserves our time and energy, because it's Scorpio. It's the opposite sign of Taurus, so it has to do with value and worth. And it allows us to really be in this connected space with spirit and with a higher realm. Water energy is so powerful, and the fact that this full moon eclipse in Sagittarius, which is a fire sign, is being led up by so much water energy. And even during the eclipse itself, the moon, yes, will be in Sagittarius. That's how we get a full moon, because the moon in Sagittarius will oppose the sun and Gemini. Remember, if you heard the full moon in Sagittarius class, you know that there are squares and connections to Pisces energy. Pisces energy is so big in that it reminds us that on the one hand, there is a bigger purpose to our desires. And on the other, we have to really believe before we see. So Pisces energy in this case is really beautiful because it's the cosmos and the universe's way of saying, let go and let God. Let go and let the universe. Let go and let your higher self take the wheel for a second. Take the wheel for a few weeks. And allow it to lead you where you need to be. Again, this is why it's so important to check in with ourselves. Because as the energy around us is doing its thing, we still live in this very real world where we have adult responsibilities, where we have to pay a rent mortgage, where we have to pay, you know, we have to adult. So this isn't about saying, I'm just going to, you know, sit on my couch and not do anything and just allow things to unfold. No, because remember, Saturn is still part of these configurations. Pluto and Capricorn is still part of these configurations. And that energy is about building. It's about working. But I'm not here to talk about that today because it's really important to talk about this water energy that's leading up to this eclipse. This water energy, it's such a beautiful, beautiful night or day, really, to be intentional about releasing, to be intentional about letting go of any thoughts, of any belief systems, of any grievances, of letting go of anything that weighs us down. And look, a really good indicator, something that's going to help you tap into what is it that I need to let go? Because sometimes it can be unclear. Sometimes we want to let go of everything and just kind of run away, right? And look, that energy is actually really, really active during this eclipse. It can go the other way. And that has a lot to do with the Gemini square Pisces energy. But I'll get to that in a second. So this day is really good about being intentional about letting go and releasing. Releasing meditations that you can find on YouTube. Releasing journaling. Writing a letter about releasing something that weighs heavily on you. So what I was saying was, what's going to give you a good indication as to what that can be is what has come up for you really since April 27th, which was the full moon in Scorpio, to practically exactly a month later, where we are experiencing the pretty much a full moon in Scorpio, but not because that's the actual event, but because the moon is full in quality, it's in Scorpio, but the actual full moon event perfects once the moon gets to Sagittarius energy. And look, I would find it really hard to believe that nothing came up for you over the last, you know, 4 to 5 weeks with that full moon in Scorpio of April 27th. It has been one of the most powerful full moons of the year so far. you know, aside from eclipses, and it has been something that has really stirred up a lot of talk with readings, clients, classes. So there's something there. There's something there. And look, sometimes releasing doesn't have to do with letting go of something that is toxic, right? Or obviously toxic, or obviously dramatic, or obviously bad. Sometimes it really has to do with releasing resistance to stepping up. It has a lot to do with releasing old habits, perhaps lazy habits, perhaps procrastination, lack of organization. I go to those themes that are much more practical because we have four placements in Gemini with this full moon. So there is a tone of practicality. And so if that's the case, right, then saying, being honest with self and saying, okay, I don't have the best work habits. I need to organize myself more and I need to not procrastinate. So how do I have compassion and kindness towards myself? That's how we use that Pisces energy, right? Pisces energy at that point is not so ethereal. It's much more real to us. And we can say, I have compassion for myself because thus far I have built or I have built unhealthy habits, habits that aren't organized. But with the revelation of this, I know that I have the power to change it. And here's the thing. If the revelations for you are this or something as practical as this, along the lines of this, this is still going to require that you take a step back and perhaps put it out in the universe to allow you to come across someone who can help you, right? This isn't about so if you need a coach, an organizational coach, a business coach, for instance, if it's something more practical, this isn't about saying, okay, I recognize my bad habits. I know I need to change them. I have compassion for myself. I'm going to go look for a coach. No. This is when you let go and let God. If you are aware of what's happening, then you allow the universe to bring into your life the people that you need, the people that are meant to help you, okay? Understand that. This is where we let go. In any other time, that were not eclipses, I would say, okay, if this is the realization you had, then you have till the next full moon till the next new moon to look for someone. But because this is about eclipses, chances are that if your revelation is practical, like I have, for instance, saying I have bad organizational habits, if it's that practical, chances are that lack of organization has to do with something much more rooted than just having bad organizational skills. It's coming from somewhere else. And so far, the revelation looks pretty simple, pretty practical, and that's okay. That means that the next couple of weeks, really till July 8th, you have this opportunity to really know what that's about, where that comes from, why that's so deeply rooted within you. And from that space, you'll find the person meant to help you come out of that space. Okay. Now, that's just one example, but I hope that I'm getting my point across in that even as practical as some revelations may seem, there's still something else underneath. Because it's eclipses, because we have Pisces energy, and because the moon leading up to the actual full moon eclipse is in Scorpio. And Scorpio has to do with what is beneath the surface. All water energy has to do with what is beneath the surface, but especially Scorpio energy, it has a lot to do with the things that we don't see. It has to do with what's underneath murky water. You know what I mean? To me, the energy of Pisces and Cancer is like clear water that we can see through. Scorpio, not so much. Scorpio is murky water that we really have to go deep, deep, deep within to find something, to look for something. let's say you're treasure hunting, right? I don't know, in a murky lake. That's Scorpio energy to me. To treasure hunt underwater in a murky lake means that you have to work harder. You have to really dig with your hands. You're not really seeing where you're going. You have to really feel around. It takes a little bit more work. And that's Scorpio energy. But the beautiful thing about that is that if that's Scorpio energy and it's available to us, then the cosmos support our intention to go deeper, assuming that that is what we want to do. Now, we also have to keep in mind that Venus in Gemini is creating a square to Neptune in Pisces. One of the things that can happen during this eclipse season is that we can have heavy revelations and have a tendency to escape. Neptune connection to Venus is rose-colored glasses. Is all of the pretty stuff. And I'm going to say 10 positive affirmations every single morning. And that's just going to solve all my problems because I'm going out into the world with positive energy. No, it's not the time for that. It's the time to be honest. It's the time for full and radical acceptance. And from that honest space, from full acceptance of what is, regardless of how heavy or light it is, from that space, we go out into the world and that is positive enough. Why? Because we're being genuine and because we're being honest with our process and with ourselves. We are not pretending to be in a space in which we're not. We are not pretending to be okay if we're not. If somebody asks us, how are you doing today? And we respond, not so well, but thank you for asking. That's not you being negative. That's you being honest. And to be quite honest, that is far more positive than lying, than pretending to be okay when you're not. It doesn't mean that you have to go into detail with someone who you don't feel safe to go into detail with. It doesn't mean that you have to give an explanation. It just means that you're radically accepting yourself and the moment for what it is. Any connection with Neptune in Pisces, it's really difficult to do that because we're trying to cotton candy the world around us. And it's not serving us. So on the one hand, it can represent a tendency for escapism, a tendency to pretend that something isn't what it actually is. On the other hand, such beautiful energy for creativity, such beautiful energy for meditation, for softening the relationship with self and other, for forgiveness, for understanding. And know that Venus is going to be in this degree for that eclipse, that new moon eclipse on June 10th. So this theme continues throughout this entire eclipse season. Remember, on the one hand, it can represent escapism, really through alcohol or drugs or shopping because Venus is involved and Neptune represents a lack of boundaries. So retail therapy can be at an all-time high. I will say this, if that is something you lean towards, understand that whatever you buy, you're probably going to return because Mercury is going to be retrograde and anything with Mercury retrograde, we're going to reconsider at the end, okay? But because this energy between Venus and Neptune is active really over the next 6 weeks, it is about healing. Neptune in Pisces is about ultimately, at its highest level of manifestation, is about healing with compassion and love. And look, that may sound a little a little hippie-ish, a little like, oh, okay, well, I've heard that before. But look, eclipse seasons are so crucial that the revelations that come to us a lot of times require that we are compassionate and forgiving to ourselves. Not because the universe is punishing us, but because we punish ourselves. We punish ourselves for not knowing better at a certain period in our lives. And I know that we hear it everywhere, we read it everywhere. You did the best you could with what you knew at the time. We know that. But because of an underlying, heavily rooted upbringing and conditioning of guilt at a societal level, we tend to feel guilty on a daily basis for any reason whatsoever. I feel guilty for taking a nap. I feel guilty for not texting back. I feel guilty for shopping. I feel guilty for eating that cookie. I feel guilt is everywhere. So when there is an emphasis on Pisces energy, the emphasis isn't there so that we escape our responsibilities, our revelations. It is so that we remember that compassion and forgiveness are always there and that we need to give that to us. In the bigger picture, I know that I'm here to just talk about Tuesday. And Tuesday is such an important day for these reasons, but it's impossible to talk about anything this week without talking about this eclipse. It's important to understand that in the bigger picture, this eclipse has to do with a reconfiguration and a correction of course of our path. It's a transition, and it's a big one. It requires a release of a belief system that we've held close for a really, really long time in order to open up ourselves to a new path. That sounds simple enough, but belief systems that are ingrained, that we're conditioned under, are part of our identification sometimes. So if we lose a part of our identity, we begin to question who we are. On the one hand, I believe that that's a freaking amazing question. Who am I? Who am I in this reality that I have created? When did I create this reality? Why did I create it in this way? On the one hand, I think that's amazing and liberating. On the other hand, for the person that isn't self-aware and isn't okay with self-acceptance, it can be an identity crisis and it can be a really easy way to spiral down and out of control because they don't feel that they have anything to grasp. So, with that said, I hope this is helpful. Please, 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 please drink water. If you can, keep your schedule light throughout the week. Get plenty of rest. Listen to your body. Yes, I'm a person who goes to the gym 6 days out of the week. Not necessarily because I'm trying to accomplish anything. I mean, I like to be in shape. I like to be active. But because it's part of my ritual. It's part of my routine. It's how I start my day. It helps me get my day started. It's part of my life. Yesterday, Monday, was the first Monday I've missed in months. I didn't go to the gym. I just couldn't. I was tired. I knew that I needed to drink more water. And I listened. I listened to my body. Okay? So I hope this is helpful. As always, feel free to reach out via email or social media. And happy full moon blessings. Much love.